So this is Carolina Debrew.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carolina. This is for Ben. So Ben, this is Carolina from the Extended Diploma. Hi, Carolina. This is your second presentation from 3 weeks ago. So the last presentation being a consolidation of your ideas and you setting where you're going to research and start initiating the idea from last time. This is just for us to check that you're on course. Yeah. You know what you're doing. Your idea is solid. And here we're here to give you some ideas if you're a bit stuck. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you want to just give us a bit of a recap on what your idea is and how it's moved forward over the last 3 weeks, if it has?
So originally, of course, I'm still doing what I'm still doing, where it's childhood memories and nostalgia. However, I thought that I could do like all sorts of generations. However, I had thought that it's going to be quite tricky on me because I can't, you know, relate like my generation with your generation. It's like,
so if there's a big problem then, yeah, then maybe don't do it.
Yeah, so that's where
there we go. Out of that.
So I had thought I'm gonna do this mainly about myself. However,
good idea.
However, because I'm doing it about myself and it's I'm in this generation, it can relate to people from my generation as well, so I can also include others. Like, it's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can. But I think what we need to do is, I always think as a practitioner, especially when you're starting off an idea, focus on you first. Oxygen mask first. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Solid idea for you. Some stuff all based around you. Then you manage your time and then you're like, actually, I've got time to bring in another element now.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to bring in someone else's experience.
Yeah. But get yours solid first.
But get yours solid first.
Mm-hmm. So, so as I'm doing childhood memories, of course I'm wanting to make, basically I want to like heal my inner child, because I've realized through personal experiences, due to trauma, some of those memories that you had in the past can disappear.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, someone told me I did this and then it's completely wiped out, and I did some research on it a very long time ago and realized it was based off that. So I am planning to basically focus on things / memories that have to that I wait oh god I
geez.
So I'm gonna focus on things / memories, so some that I can remember, things that sort of connect to them, to heal my own inner child, as I said, whilst also hopefully relating to other people, as people might share similar memories. But once again, this is mainly about me. I'm focusing on myself.
Well, the audience can listen. Yeah. Look, in a nutshell, Carolina, I think, is this fine art? What is this?
Fine art textiles.
You're making a piece on childhood nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah? For your generation. Particularly you, and then a jump from you. So for that, you're going to need to find all... Have you done any research on capturing things that existed in your childhood that don't exist now, that represent that? You know when you see those things that go, anyone that can remember this knows what age they are?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, like someone I saw ashtrays from McDonald's on the other night.
Ashtrays from McDonald's?
And I remember them when they used to smoke indoors and McDonald's ashtrays. So that represents a certain age group and generation.
Mm. Or like a CD player, Walkman.
Totally.
Or
Opal Fruits to my generation.
Yeah.
Marathons.
I didn't do the research, but I did ask, like, we were having this whole class like discussion about like things that we had as a child. So I've noted it down.
So what were they?
So we, like, some of them had what I had as well. It was like this, how do I explain it? It was like, it looked like a mini computer, and you'd put a CD and we'd watch all, like, we could watch Barbie films and stuff, and we're talking about like how we had all of the Barbie films. It was great. Like, I honestly don't know how to describe this. I'm gonna have to search for the name, but I remember having it, and it was just my life. I had something that it doesn't exist anymore. It was called Jewel Pets, and it was like,
babe, I don't Just to save some time.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, we get the gist, okay? As much as I would love you to run off, like, now, all the different things that you can get, you get the gist.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about is if we're doing nostalgia, you're going to need these imagery.
But is it nostalgia? Yeah. Because you haven't described that. Oh. What you've described is that you're interested in portraying the impact of trauma on the inner child and your ability to recall and remember things from your childhood. That's not nostalgia. That's you talking about sort of gaps in memory.
From trauma.
Or mis-memory. Misremembering things. That's what you've described. You haven't said, I want to capture things from my youth.
Well, let's, first of all, Karina, I would stay away from that. Because first of all, I can tell you right now, you're not going to heal your childhood trauma with this piece of work.
Yeah.
I'm 48. I've still not healed my childhood trauma.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a lifelong
yeah.
thingy.
Oh my God, yeah.
So,
journey.
So good for you for wanting to explore it, but you're not going to heal
it.
I'm
not.
Like, it's great that you, you know, but I don't think to... Even for me to attempt a project where I was trying to somehow through art demonstrate gaps in my childhood possibly connected to trauma.
But if you maybe show PJ some of the stuff that you've done.
And I don't particularly think it'd be a very exciting exhibition that people would want to see if I was showing trauma. You know, that, it, you know, for me it's like, you know, oh, lovely flowers, or oh, I moved by that. Oh. This poor person. I don't want to feel sorry for the artist.
I don't want to just base it necessarily on trauma. It was more of trying to make it comforting. Like, it's still bad, but it was just... It was so then I could sort of link to it, but I want... I know that I'm not necessarily... It's not just going to be trauma. I don't want that. It's just so I have sort of, like, a step... of what I'm doing. I don't know how to explain it.
Sorry, it sounds like you've got some stuff that you've done. So show us that. Sounds like it might do the talking a bit.
So
let's see the stitchy bit. Like, just lay it out. Just lay it out.
Yeah.
So I've done some collages, which actually I got inspo from an artist named...
I hate the curly whirlies, Carolina.
I can't say that name.
Yeah, it's just like
you showed me this one. Yeah.
So I got images. So this is all Jess. Got images, and then I wrote like a message, and then I made it like colourful because childhood. So I want it to.
I get it. You're turbocharging the idea of innocence while something else horrible is happening below the shiny surface.
Yeah. Which I think I need to sort of try and move away, because I don't want that to like be like my final piece.
Well, I just think if you are gonna, you know, you just got to be prepared to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, because this is what generally art is. It's visual communication, isn't it? So, you know, if you're displaying Jess's trauma and your trauma, now you have to consider, does Jess's parents want to walk around and see Jess's trauma on your artwork? You know, or do your parents particularly want to see? Because in their minds, they might think that they've given you the best of everything they ever had.
Mm.
You know, so you have to think about audience and think, well, am I...
I'm not just talking about my experiences. I'm talking about somebody else.
You know, am I having... Do you know what I mean? It's like you must be very delicate with this because, you know, somebody could be really, really, really upset thinking, I worked every hour God says to give them everything, and they focused on this one thing that happened as a child, and that was not actually my fault because they're a child.
That was not my intention.
And they don't even know what really went on that thingy, and they've just done that in an artwork, and I have no idea, and I walked in on it.
Essentially, you
know?
You want
it's here
them
for
to
everybody
leave feeling
to
proud of you rather than, now I feel really disappointed in myself.
So, that...
Just
didn't
that's just
out.
Footnote.
That,
okay.
That was, however, I did move to something I guess more positive. So I got inspiration from this on TikTok, and it's called Lines of Memories, and I really liked how they like cut out the images in stripes and then just had them like I was just experimenting.
So I just want to make sure. Okay, so with your sort of final piece, it's not a nostalgic piece, so it's not there for people to come along and be like, oh, I remember my childhood or that from my childhood or anything. It's more storytelling. It's more of a storytelling thing of
memory.
Sort of, because this is kind of Tracy Emin-esque for me. Some of this, you know, this like, especially this, I Bloomed Without You.
Mm.
You know, but hopefully that's not aimed at like, you know, people that are going to be at the show.
No, see, this is it. When you have that statement on its own, it's not targeting a specific person.
Yeah.
When you have it over the top of the person, then that person's going to go, oh, are they, is that about me?
Yeah.
Is that aimed at me?
Yeah. I almost think I'd really enjoy just the project that was just the
statements
sewn.
Yeah.
You know, laying away, you know, play around with some collage some more, maybe do some photo montage onto
like these stripy things and then stitch over the stripy things.
And then just get into stitching these, and then what we do is we start thinking about, we just pin these onto boards and things, and we really anchor up the presentation of the fact that they're sort of scraps of our childhood.
Mm.
Tatters. My childhood is tattered.
And it kind of fits in with your lines of memories. It's like,
and it's a bit vaguer rather than sort of weaponized.
Because
this is kind of weaponized. Like, you're angry. Mm. Clearly, you, Jess, whoever you're speaking to, you've got some angst. Whether it's about the way you've been brought up, the way your society is, where you are, just your age. I hate to tell you this, but it's a sign of your age. Because you move past that and you get a different perspective.
Yeah.
And you start seeing, wait a minute, now I've worked years. Now I'm starting to understand my parents better.
Yeah. I understand. Now I'm starting to forgive. Yeah.
Now I'm starting to see you're very different. So, you know, you must tread carefully about being too angsty about things that have happened to you. Because it's as you move on and you express it more, they become less. And you start to get the bigger picture.
Yeah. And also your parents are children at a point as well. Yeah. You don't know what happened to them. And you soon realise that adults don't really have it together at all.
No.
You think that they should, but they bloody well don't.
I'm just trying to get you to forgive more.
No, I understand. Like, I completely understand.
But I would hope you to make an art project that was kind of pointed at your generation's failings.
I think the problem with me is that...
Like cashing out... He was the favourite. Like, oh my God, as a parent, I'd be traumatised if my child was like, I hated my childhood.
Or saw this next to a picture of... that would hurt.
Especially after you fed them for 2 years, fed them and birthed them and bathed them and that, when they won't remember, but you were fed from, you know, you can't survive when you come out of the room without care.
Yeah.
From a practical standpoint, in my opinion, Carolina, what the things are working is that.
Yes.
And these.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if there's a way of combining them where you collage on a sheet, but closer together so that they're really tightly compact, but just these strips. We can then get them onto t-shirt transfer paper, put them onto fabric, then you stitch over the top of them.
And even stitching just strips of fabric.
Yeah.
And you could play around with the scale of the strips that you've cut so that maybe some images are easier to see.
Yeah.
Well, these are great, by the way. You know, they are great. It's just more the message is probably a little bit too weaponized or pointed. And you know what, with these, even if I was going to improve these, and you know, I really wanted to get that charger, I'd be staple, millions of staples around the edges. I'd be taking photographs then and then re-putting the photograph on a vintage lens.
Yeah, but I'd be encouraging you to move away from these.
Yeah, I would. I'd put these in your sketchbook.
These are much more sophisticated, what you've got going on here.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. Just like those small little steps on of how we can improve these. So these slivers, like Sarah says, some of them a bit wider so you can see what's going on.
Yeah.
Because that could be bits from the childhood then.
Yeah.
Then without written off overview. Look how subtle that is then. Mm. I'm looking at that. It's like, there's a picture of that little Barbie computer that we watch Barbie video. Like, the stuff in those strips, and then you've put I Bloomed You. Now, someone walking past unless they're spending time with that, are going to pick make those links. Otherwise, they'll just walk past, which is, and enjoy it for what it is with their own interpretation. But these are great, Carolina.
I was wondering how, because Jess gave me this because it belonged to her.
Give it back to her.
Yeah, I will.
Immediately.
It's nothing like too bad. I thought like some of these were really cute and it was just happy and I wanted to sort of like do experiments with these so then I can sort of...
But it doesn't have to be... I think what you do then is you go and get kids to do drawings. And you include them and then the strips.
Well, we discussed the idea of... carrying a drawing with her non-working hand as a way of creating more sort of naive text and imagery.
And that's why I'm also using the sewing machine because the writing's all
like... Yeah, you've got less control. Looks more authentic. Yeah.
If you did the research and you could do the notion, then you could really be like, right, I am going to create my sketchbook or a body of work on there that is based on a project, like a school... the way a school project is presented, like a topic. But it's kind of a point, it's kind of a side project to this, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous and this has fed this idea.
Yeah.
But I don't think at this point there's any need to...
recreate anything in there or...
You know, this is just really nostalgia for Jess here, you know, and it's giving you nostalgia. Like, did you not have one of these?
I do, yeah. I don't know where it's at right now.
I think yours would be more important than Jess's.
I'm going to try and find it, and I'll bring it over and then maybe I'll...
It's
nice to see different techniques being used.
Yeah.
Photocopy the things that are in these exercise books and then they become your slices. I think keep it really simple. There is so the... ability to over gild something and throw literally all the glitter at it, whereas you've got two really strong elements here. Let's see how we can really amp those up and make those really amazing.
I want more statements like this.
On different
these are great
types of fabric,
like
floral fabric, striped fabric, whatever it is,
and not just machine stitched handwriting, you know, like look at Tracy Emin and her quilts and her tent. You know, you can cut out fabric letters
and stitch them on
and go pose scale and stitch the letters on as well, you know, and you can still do it in a really childlike manner.
Yeah, because then you could still incorporate some of these techniques you were making for your collage papers and adding in extra colours and keeping it with the childlike kind of theme.
What we could do, if we wanted to present them in a really childlike manner, we could double mount these and then write Carolina, aged 20.
present
them like a school topic.
Yeah.
If you want to really capture that, what we'll do is we'll reproduce as if it was a topic day at primary school and do really nice big writing for you. We'll be like, we'll curate your project with you as teachers.
I'd like that. That's what I see my final piece being like. I want something just...
But what we want for us to help you with all this double mounting presentation is lots and lots of the like the things we've just been discussing. Because they're great. And then you can start... Maybe we can look at like presenting these with like, I don't know, when those clips that you wore as kids and little butterfly clips.
Yeah.
You know, you could clip... You could add the nostalgia around the edge by clipping them with all childish stuff.
Coloured paper clips.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? These bits. You know, where you've got these bits, we can encourage them. You know, we can bring that child bit in and then we can double mount them on sugar paper and present it like it's topic day at school in a really sophisticated Carolina way that's playing with nostalgia.
That sounds good.
Yeah?
I'm going to note that down.
Good. Well, you've got this as a soundbite. Yeah. So Ben will put that on. You can re-listen to that. But I think that would be a fabulous idea then.
Yeah.
And just, that's it. Just keep it a bit simple. Leave Jess for now. We'll go with time management. If you get on top of all your bits that you've done for you and your autobiographical stuff, then maybe get some other comments. Or you can get comments from other kids.
I could, yeah.
To make, definitely. In fact, you could bring in the other people because we could have, like, if you do a whole project, we all do those and then we go, Jess, aged 19. Carolina, aged 16 and a half with each of your comments. So get the comments off everybody.
Yeah, collect them all.
Just don't be going down like getting all the visuals.
I have too many pictures of like other people in my classroom as well as toddlers. So
get words, get things that you were all told as children or not told as children that you've overcome.
Right, I'm going to make this positive.
That's, yeah,
make
on,
it positive.
Yeah. You're a positive person, Carolina. The only way you're going to heal this trauma is by being the best version of you, which is a positive person.
Not ruminating for eternity.
Yeah.
All right?
Cool.
So happy.
Happy statements.
Life's too short.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
No, it's